Hello, welcome to Under the Surface number 255 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, and I've got some really good stuff this week. A couple of requests in, some new stuff from Catatonia and The Crawling. But to kick things off, here's a band that played Damnation the other week, Absolute Fierce. Don't think I've ever played Belfast. This is Pig Destroyer with Circle River from the Head Cage album.
We'll be right back.
slowing things right down there after Pig Destroyer was Conan with Battle in the Swamp from the Monos album from 2015. They will be in Belfast 29th of November, I believe it is, the Voodoo Saturday evening. Get down to Witherspoon's before for a few pints before you start paying £6 or whatever it is in the Voodoo for a pints of slop and plastic pint glasses. But anyway, on to the sad news last week that David Coverdale has called a day on Whitesnake and his career. But as we all know, it's the right thing to do. His voice was blown out in the last couple of tours the band were carrying. It was a sad thing to see, but what a legacy of music that man has left behind. So we're going to go into Coverdale mode here. So Lord Coverdale kicking things off here with Whitesnakes with Can You Hear the Wind Blow from the Good to Be Had album from 2008.
Can you hear the wind?
Then after Whitesnake taking it right back to the start of his fame, Deep Purple with Might Just Take Your Life from the Burn album from 1974, which was his first album with them. And incidentally, he covered that track on the Whitesnake Live in the Heart of the City, which is also a really good version, but that Purple version is just a bit more, just slower, just a bit more of a groove. It's really, really good. Love that track. So this Saturday night in Belfast, the Almighty are making a long overdue return after playing around the place the last couple of years and giving us a wide berth. Not surprisingly, after some of the turnouts they had here in their latter days. But it's Ulster Hall this time, I believe it's nearly sold out. And this is a track. The track is probably one of the first ones I ever heard by them. It's a great one. This is Power from Blood, Fire and Love.
By the arms of God. What kind of trouble do you want to get in? Light up the night with a little kiss. With a kiss. With a kiss.
Following the Almighty, that was Wolfsbane, the support band from will be on Saturday night with I Like It Hot from the Live Fast Die Fast 1989. Not a band I particularly cared for, but I kind of like that track. It's kind of good fun in it. It's been a bit of crack. And Blaze Bailey keeps his head above water doing the Maiden stuff and also his own stuff. And fair play to him, he comes here regularly, and that you must tip your hat to that. So after Wolfsbane, we're going to slow things right down with a new single from Catatonia, and it's a cover, surprisingly, World Without Heroes by Kiss, a song which quite a few people have done now, and the Elder seems to be getting its recognition 40 years down the line, which I'm happy to see. This is a good record. I've got a book about it, and it interviews everybody from the janitor, basically, right up to the producer. It's great, really in-depth book. But anyway, this is World Without Heroes.
Thank you. that burn the light. Love and fear, hope and despair. Crossroads and choices. In the tower I'll stay. This has gone too far. How
After Catatonia, a request in from Christopher Osborne, that was November's Doom with Major Arcana from their album, the same title, from earlier this year. Band that keep plugging away there. They're not very well known in the UK, but in Europe they've got a bit of a bigger standing and a solid band. They put out loads of good albums over the years, so another one to keep an eye on if you see their stuff about. On to another request from Chris Rosborn, this time based with Stormbringer from their album Colossal, from new out as well. This band are really putting their albums out at quite a regular rate, and they're really starting to gain some ground, so enjoy this one.
Life's done. Wizardry heights. Go!
And following bass, that was The Crawling from Belfast, with a track from their upcoming Live in Belfast album due out early next year. And that was the single from it called Another Vulture. A couple of albums out now, I believe. I'm not really up in their back catalogue, but a band that are representing Belfast rightly all across the continent, which is great to see. So another anniversary, Slayer are re-releasing Hell Awaits, the 40th anniversary, all kinds of packages and t-shirts and all the rest of it. You know, it's gouging time, but I think the last time I bought Hell Awaits was probably around the time it came out, so I probably do another copy of it. But this is a classic track from the Overlooked Slayer album, as I would call it. This is called Kill Again.
Relent to need to kill. Death upon you now. patiently awaiting, next in line. No fear of murder, killing, killing him. The wrath of brutal thoughts be not to the end. But that's not the battle of the ring for many men. Out of Army!
Following Slayer, that was Reverend Bizarre from this still going on my 7-inch Odyssey, and that was from a 7-inch they'd done with a couple of covers on it. One was a Saint Vitus cover, and that was Deceiver by Judas Priest, which I believe was on the Rock and Roll album. Good cover, an interesting one to pull out, like all the same. I think there's a lot of Reverend Bizarre sort of big compilations about, which sort of bring together the 7-inches and things if you just want to get an overview of them. So one day another request, this time from Donald McBrien, a band I've never heard of before, from Finland, and they're called Armor, and this is a catchy track called Highway Survivor from the Liquid Metal Decade, which was a compilation released in 2017. Following Armor, that was another cult classic. Witch Slayer from Chicago, formed in the 80s, split up shortly after the form, then reformed again, and re-recorded songs that they wrote in the 80s, so they must be getting on a bit, these guys. And that was a track called Salem Trials from Witch Slayer, which was released in 2023. Just love stuff like that being dug up, bands like that, and Paradox, and there's a whole load of other ones, and it's just really nice to hear, and it's good music at the end of the day. So thanks for listening, and there's a lot of gigs this week. Rotten Christ, Belfast, Thursday night, The Almighty on Saturday night. Next week's Conan. I'm sure there's ones all about the place I'm not aware of, but keep going to the gigs and buying your merchandise and keep buying all that physical media that we need to have. And I'm going to end on Nine Inch Nails, The Mark Has Been Made from The Fragile from 1999, the sprawling album they released, which took a long time to get into and really devour, but it's an album I keep going back to time and time again. It's absolutely marvellous. So until next time, the mark has been made. We'll be right back.
Positive.